Nairobi, Kenya.
Through our telecast into your living rooms globally.
Kupitia kwa mapeperusho yetu ya runinga kwenye masebuleni mwenu kote kote duniani.
And also coming to you terrestrially on 105.3 and 105.9 FM.
Na pia kwenye tukija kwenu kwenye masafa ya mita bendi yenye 105.3 na 105.9 FM.
And also on our global footprint online.
Na pia kwenye radio yetu ya mtandaoni.
Which is jesusislordradio.info.
Ambaye ni jesusislordradio.info.
And many other applications within our online footprint.
Na katika mitandao zetu zinginezo katika mitandao yetu ya kijamii.
And so, blessed people, tonight is a very powerful night. There is so much. There is so much to give you, but time is not even on our side.
Hivyo basi watu wabarikiwa, kuna mengi mengi kabisa kuwapatia usiku leo, lakini hata muda hauko upande wetu.
Very blessed to hear that Venezuela is beginning to mobilize a very big meeting.
Tumebarikiwa sana kusikia kwamba Venezuela wanaanza kukutana kwa.
And they want to involve the government as usual. Venezuela, normally the government is very involved.
So I
bless you, the church in Venezuela and the organizers. And the Lord will help you. So this glorious message may come back to Venezuela. I'm coming back to Venezuela. My country. My sons are there, many of them. Very senior in Guardia Nacional, in the national, the special forces. I think one of them is in charge of Caracas right now. So we are coming back to Venezuela. But blessed people, tonight is very power-packed. We have some breaking news to bring to you tonight. You know that the mega prophets of Yahweh made decrees, healing, anointing of the Lord to visit people that need the touch, the healing touch of Jesus. Made healing decree from Angola, Luanda, Angola. And also made decrees from here also. And so no word of the Lord ever drops to the ground. But before we come to the breaking news tonight, the book of Revelation chapter 14 has been our reference scripture. And in Revelation 14, we've been looking at verses 6 all the way to verse 7 and all the way to 12 and 14.
我们查看的是六到七节，然后十二到十四节。
It says the following. Revelation 14 from verse 6.
启示录十四到六节。Then
I saw another angel.
看到另一只天使。Flying
in mid-air.
飞在空中。With
an eternal gospel. Good news. Good news of the kingdom.
So again,
the eternal gospel is essentially the good news of the kingdom. The good news of salvation. The news of the grace. The good news of the coming kingdom of God. The good news of redemption. Coming with an eternal gospel. Flying mid-air with an eternal gospel. Good news. To tell the inhabitants of the earth.
传给住在地上的人,
to every race,
就是各国,
and tribe,
各族,
and language,
各方,
and people,
各民,
verse 7, Revelation 14.
启示录十四的七节,
and he cried, here it does not say aloud, he cried out with a mighty voice, mighty voice. Here he says it differently because this is amplified.
现在我读的是扩张版本的经文，在这说的是非常强大的声音来他说。
And he cried with a mighty voice.
强大的声音来喊叫说,
revere God. So here it does not say fear God, it says revere God.
尊荣主,
and give him glory.
将荣耀归给他,
honor, and praise in worship.
和赞美敬拜归给他,
for the hour of his judgment has arrived.
因为他审判的时间来到了,
fall down before him. Pay him homage.
敬拜他，俯伏在他面前敬拜他，
and worship him.
敬拜他，
who created heaven and earth.
他创造了天和地，
the sea and the springs, fountains of water.
海和众水泉源的。
So you see, this is the way amplified brings it out.
这就是扩张版本圣经的。
And then he says, then another angel, a second, followed, declaring,
又有第二位天使接着宣布。
Then another angel, a second, followed, declaring,
又有第二位天使接着下来宣布。
Fallen is Babylon the Great.
巴比伦大城倾倒了。
She who made all nations drink of the maddening wine of her passionate unchastity.
她让万民喝邪淫大怒之酒。
Idolatry.
让他们拜偶像。让他们通奸。 让他们犯奸淫罪的。
Then another angel, a third one, followed them.
又有第三位天使接着他们，
saying in a mighty voice,
强大的声音来说，
whoever pays, again he says, whoever pays homage to the beast,
任何一个人拜兽的，
and his statue,
和兽像的，
and permits the beast's stamp, mark, inscription to be put on his forehead,
在额上受了这个兽的印记的，
or on his hand,
或在手上受了兽的印记的。
And he says, whoever does that,
任何一个做了这样的事情的人，
verse 10, he too shall have to drink of the wine of God's indignation.
这些人必须要喝神大怒的酒，
and wrath,
愤怒的酒，
poured undiluted into the cup of his anger,
使酒斟在神愤怒的杯中，
and he shall be tormented with fire,
不长，
and brimstone,
他要在，
in the presence of the holy angels,
圣天使和羔羊面前，
and in the presence of the lamb,
在火与硫磺之中受痛苦，
and the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever.
他们说痛苦的烟往上冒，直到永永远远。
They have no respite, no pause, no intermission, no rest, no peace.
昼夜不得安宁，不能有休息的，不能有平安的。Day
or night,
昼夜不得安宁的。
These who pay homage to the beast,
那些拜兽和兽像，
and whoever receives the stamp, inscription of his name upon him,
并且受他名字印记的人。
This is serious. So this has been our scripture. And we see that the angels are flying at high speed.
天使高速地飞在空中。
They are flying up here, glowing and glorious.
荣耀的发光彩的天使飞在空中。
They are flying mid-air, mid-heaven.
他们飞在中间的天空。
Meaning everybody could see them.
眼睛随着人都能够看得到他们， 并且听到他们说的话，用他们的语言来，他们这么急忙地做，为什么？
Because in 16 verse 13 to 16,
因为十三到十六节，
he says,
他说,
and I saw three, again, the Revelation chapter 16, verses 13 to 16, blessed people.
16,
and I saw three loathsome spirits like frogs, leaping from the mouth of the dragon, and from the mouth of the beast, and from the mouth of the false prophet, the one that comes midway the tribulation. When the great tribulation begins like this, that false prophet appears.
并假先知的口，这个假先知呢，就是灾难的中途出现，大灾难开始的时候出现，这个假先知。
He says,
说,
verse 14,
14节,
for really, they are the spirits of demons,
他们本是恶魔的灵,
that perform signs, wonders, miracles,
施行其事,
they go forth to the rulers and leaders of all over the world,
出去到普天下众王那里,
to gather them for war on the great day of God Almighty.
叫他们在神全能者的大日聚集征战,
that is very serious.
聚集征战,
saying as the angels are going high speed, gathering people for Jesus,
天使高速的飞行来聚集人们为耶稣。
They are doing so because there are other three principles that are also gathering kings and nations and tribes and peoples for the devil, for their own wicked purpose.
他们这么急忙地做是因为另一个三个主要人物, 撒旦, 魔鬼,
兽,
然后假先知从圣经的土地中出现的人物, 他们三个就在灾难的这个中间就开始要做这兽的事情。然后他说,
that they are busy gathering people, deluding them, because God sends them a deluding spirit.
他们急忙地聚集人，因为神差派下来迷惑的灵，让他们被迷惑，被这些。
And so today I want to open up a little more.
因此今天我要稍微再打开一下， 好让你们知道一下主的指示。
When the Lord, on that day of December 8th, the year 2021,
当主那一天, 2021年12月8号,
when the Lord lowered a wooden pulpit from heaven,
当主从天堂那放下来木材讲台的时候,
and placed it in my hand and asked me now to put it at the place of the altar,
放在我手中, 让我把它放在主祭坛的中心位置。
And the glass pulpit that was there was cracked and broken, disappeared.
曾经在那的玻璃做的讲台有裂缝的裂开的都消失了。
The Lord is essentially saying that the message at the pulpit must now change because the Messiah is coming.
因此主在说，主讲台的讯息必须要改变，因为弥赛亚要来了。主的意思是这样的。
The message, the eternal gospel that the Lord once preached at the pulpit.
这样一来，我们查看这永远福音的内容，主愿意从这个讲台传开来的讯息。 我们受到了亚威从那来的强大的指示。So
we see that the reason the angels come flying at high speed.
因此我们都知道了，天使在空中飞快的、大声的、强大的声音来传出永远福音的理由。
And they don't need a translator. They speak at once and they communicate to all tribes, all languages, because they are in a hurry.
他们不需要什么翻译，因为他们一开始说话，地上所有的民族、所有的方言都能够听得出来，用这个语言来。这是他们是急忙的这么做。他们这么急忙的传出去是有理由的，因为仇敌他们也急忙的聚集起来，整个地上的王、地上的万国、地上的万族。
From verse 13, now we met a false trinity.
这样一来，我们启示录的十六章的十三节，我们那儿看到了假的三位一体。
We met a false trinity there.
在那有假的三位一体。
And that false trinity has the three components. There is the dragon, and then you have the beast, and then the false prophet that will come from the land.Of the Bible.
那有一个三样东西，是龙，然后兽，然后从圣地的土地中出现的假先知来组成的假的三位一体。
In the midway to the of the tribulation, when the great tribulation begins like this,
就是灾难时期的中间，就是大灾难开始的时候。
And I told you.
并且我跟你们说了
that false prophet will try to mimic the Holy Spirit.
这假先知呢要模仿圣灵的
The first part, he will try to mimic he that speaks with you.
他的第一个部分呢他来模仿现在跟你说的这两位先知从这个天上试图从天上呼叫下来火球之后呢他开始模仿圣灵他怎么敢这么做呢
And I went through with you on some of the identity similarities of the things he's doing to try to mimic the Holy Spirit
并且我都跟你们说过他模仿圣灵的时候他要做出来的事情
When the Holy Spirit descended on the church, he descended on tongues of fire.
比如说圣灵降临在教会的时候，他借着活的蛇的这个形象来降下来的。
In the mid tribulation, he will call fire. He will try to call fire.
这样一来这假先知出现在灾难的中间时期他也模仿着圣灵把这个火要降下来的
He comes as the third person in the Holy Trinity of God.
我们知道圣灵出现的时候，作为一个神圣洁的三位一体的第三位格来出现。
And we see also that when the false prophet will appear in the mid-tribulation, he will come as the third person of the wicked, evil Trinity, the wicked Trinity where the dragon.And the beast is involved.
因此当这个假先知出现的时候作为一个假的三位一体非常邪恶罪恶的那个龙跟兽的第三个就是假先知来出现
We saw that when the Holy Spirit seals God's people He will also mark the people for Satan
我们知道圣灵给神的百姓给他们印记那这假先知他们呢也给人让要求人来受受的印记因此圣灵 说话没有说出自己的而是说出耶稣基督的见证
We saw that when that false prophet will appear in the mid-tribulation from the Holy Land He will also be speaking on behalf of the Antichrist.
因此，这假先知出现在这个灾难的中间时期，从这个圣洁的土地中出现，他呢也为了抵基督而说话。
And so on and on and on.
因此，这么继续的接下来。
You try to counterfeit the Holy Spirit. How dare you?
他就是要模仿圣灵。
How dare you?
强大的圣灵怎么敢这么准你怎么敢这么做
And so we saw that the message to the present day church coming from there is that you ought also to run out with the gospel in a hurry knowing that even now the spirit of antichrist is already operating in the world
因此从中我们拿出来的赐给教会的信息指示就是你传福音的时候也要急忙的要忙碌的要早早的要快快的要传出去因为敌基督已经敌基督的这个事情已经开展了
So as the angels were rushing even you need to rush and capture them before the devil captures them
那天使为什么急忙地传出去呢你也是要急忙地传出去那个仇敌魔鬼抓住那些灵魂之前你来要抓住
There are people that hate repentance and they are in the church and they are preaching money
并且这些天人们讨厌悔改然后传讲的是金钱
They don't like to preach holiness.
他们不喜欢传讲圣洁。
They are preaching money, money, a gospel of prosperity.
他们传讲的金钱、金钱、繁荣福音。
They are actually the mirror image. They are the image of. They are the children, the sons, the followers of that lineage of the dragon, the beast, and so forth.
其实他们就是那些龙和兽，他们的血统，他们的子女，他们的孩子。
And so the Lord is asking for caution, be careful. And he says, you judge them by their fruits.
因此主在警告你们要当心，按照你结出来的果子来要审判你。
So we saw that you need to run, you need to rush.
因此我们要急忙的要传出去，急忙的忙碌的。拿着福音来，就是这仇敌来抓住他们之前，首先你来要去抓住他们。那启示录的十七节发生的事情，第一节神说
，One of the seven angels who had the seven bowls then came and spoke to me。
那拿着七碗的七位天使中有一位前来对我说，说，你到这里来。
I'll show you the doom, sentence, judgment of the great harlot, idolatress, who is seated on many waters.
我将坐在众水上的大淫妇所要受的刑罚指给你看。
He says.That there is a Malaya, a Meketi, Kahaba Malaya, a Meketi, is sitting on many waters.
他坐在众水上，众水上边。
When you move on,
然后你继续读。
To verse 15, he says.
十五节，十五节。
Again, first of all, he says here. Again, I repeat, chapter 17, verse 1.
我再重复一下启示录十七章的第一节。
He says, one of the seven angels.Who had the seven bowls came and spoke to me, saying, Come with me, and I will show you the doom, sentence, judgment of the great harlot, idolatress, who is seated on many waters.
拿着七碗的七位天使中有一位前来对我说你到这里来我将坐在众水上的大淫妇所要受的刑罚指给你看
Verse 2 says She with whom the rulers of the earth have joined in prostitution idolatry
地上的君王与他行淫，住在地上的人喝醉了他淫乱的酒，行淫。
And with the wine of whose immorality, idolatry, the inhabitants of the earth have become intoxicated.
住在地上的人喝醉了他淫乱的酒。
Translates it, he gives interpretation.
然后十五节，十五节现在给你们这个解释。天使又对我说
：“The waters that you observed, where the harlot and the prostitute is seated, are the races and the multitudes and the nations and the dialects and the language of the people of the earth.”
你所看见的那淫妇坐的众水，就是多民、多人、多国、多方。
Very serious, blessed people.
非常的严重，蒙福的人们。
So tonight, even after the breaking news,
因此今晚那突发新闻之后
，You will see very clearly.
你们会看得很清楚。
That harlot.
这个淫妇
is a product of those frogs you see there.
就是你们看到那个这个青蛙，青蛙产生出来的。
The three frogs that you see in Revelation 16 that come out of the mouth of the dragon of the Antichrist and the false prophet that appears in the mid-tribulation.
就是那灾难的中间时期出现的龙的口、底基督的口、兽的口、那假先知的口中出来的青蛙、青蛙、三个青蛙。
They are lying. That is the spirit of lying that they will go with to delude the nations with their false miracles.
这些就是假的灵，这些假的灵说出来的假话来要迷惑列国的。这就是这个三个青蛙组成的淫妇。
I said last time.That out of those frogs now comes Babylon.
这个三个青蛙是从巴比伦而来的，上次我已经跟你们提醒过。
And so you see very clearly.
因此看得很清楚，你们。
As we continue.
我们继续的时候。
That while Christ.
当基督。
Has his bride.
有他的心腹。
But the Antichrist, when we get to handling him.
可是抵基督，当我们处理他的时候。
You'll see that he also has his own. Bride,
他也有他自己的心腹，就是淫妇。这个淫妇是他自己的心腹了。看一下这个淫妇坐在众水上边。其实这众水指的就是所有的列国，所有的国家。
因此，我们拿着福音要跑下去，因为仇敌现在不是在那玩游戏，他呢就是抓住所有的人来要下地狱的。 Of Revelation chapter 14, verses 6 all the way down to verse 12, verse 13 is very rich.
因此，今天我一个一个的，他们主要的角色都要跟你们讲清楚。启示录十四章的六节到十二节，十三六节到十三节，那有内容非常的。
That's a very rich scripture that gives you a lot of instruction.
并且十四节那有大收割，就是六节到十四节那有很多的内容，丰盛的内容要赐给你们的。
Because the cup of God's wrath is there.
因为神愤怒的杯就在那里。
Jesus went through in the Garden of Gethsemane.
就是耶稣在哥西马尼园在那经过的事件，我们不可能跳过去，我们必须要处理这个事情。
The wrath of God is also there when the smoke of their torment goes up forever and ever. We cannot escape that. We have to handle the wrath of God also, and we cannot jump it. We have to teach it. Have to bring you the instruction of Yahweh.
神的愤怒在那儿。 神的愤怒在那儿，就是永远这个烧着他们的这个烟，永远往上冒的烟就是在那儿。我们不可能跳过去，我们必须要处理这神愤怒的杯。
That the complete eternal gospel of Jesus also warns about the dire consequences of rebellion.
让你们知道，主称这永远福音的内容呢，包括着那些，就是下到地狱去受惩罚的整个内容在内的。And
in there,
在那里头
，there is also the cup of the adultery of that harlot.
也有这淫妇的奸淫的杯。We
will also have to handle that you may get to know.
我也要处理这一点，让你们知道。
There is also inside there, as you've seen now, there is also the dragon himself.
那里头也有那龙，那个。
And the Antichrist.
然后呢，抵基督那个兽。
And the false prophet that will come in the mid-tribulation.
然后那个假先知就是出现在灾难的中间时期的。
We have to open up each of them to you, and the mark of the beast. What is the mark that you may know these things and avoid them?
因此，我要打开每一个角色，然后让你们明白那个兽，并且这兽的印记，什么叫做兽的印记，让你们知道一些。你们要知道。并且永远福音主张永远福音内容的其他很多的内容。
那荣，这个这个天使荣耀的天使，从神的同在中出来，发出荣耀光彩的，天飞在空中传出永远福音的天使。他们传出这永远福音的时候。
万国各方各民各族都能够听得见，不需要翻译。因此，我们把整个内容都打开给你们看，包括灾难。今晚我们有突发新闻了。 我们不会庆祝他们的，因为我们再定一个特别的日期来要庆祝这些医治神迹。今天呢，我要从这精神病的医治来开始。在 Keroka 地区
a lunatic,
精神病
her name is Lista Kwamboka.
她的名字叫做 Lista
Kwamboka. Lista Kwamboka was totally a violent lunatic for 9 clean years.
Lista
clean straight years.
Lista Kwamboka 就是整整九年以来非常暴力性的精神病人。
And you can see her on your screens globally.
现在你们可以看到他全球的一起来看。
Lista Kwamboka,
因此 Lista Kwamboka
was very violent to the extent that our people, when they first approached her for Gate One recording, they could not.
第一次就是要来记录他第一号门记录的时候，他是非常暴力性的，没有任何人能够记录下来他的状态，因此他们只能把他捆绑起来。
他
是非常暴力性的，他总是这么要捆绑起来才可以。
You can imagine our young men when the pronouncement has been made, like today, when they go out to do gate one, our evangelists and ushers and pastors.
看一下，当这个宣布医治的宣布发表的时候，我们的年轻人、那些传道师、那些引座员、男的、女的、年轻人，都到处找出这些病人来，看一下他们面临的是什么样的情况。非常的强大。
When they know who has actually made the decree, has said he has come from glory, from heaven with the leaves of the tree of life.
因为他们都知道这个宣布是谁做出来的，就是从天堂拿着生命树叶子过来的两位先知做出来的宣布。
So Lista Kwamboka from Keroka in Kisii.
因此 Keroka Kisii 地区 Lista Kwamboka
could not recognize anyone, including her own child and family.
他自己的孩子、自己的家人，没有任何人把他记录下来的这样的情况。
Even at night,
他晚上都不睡觉。这个人
typical of lunatics,
这是非常典型的精神病。
She would dig the ground with her own hands all the time.
他总是用自己的手来挖地、挖墙。
She would undress herself and remain totally naked and nude.
并且他不穿衣服，彻底赤身露体的生活。
She would eat food from the ground.
他从地上吃饮食。
She would smear herself with her excrement, even smear the room where she is.
他所在的那个地方就在那，就是拉大便。
But when the decree of the Lord was made in Luanda, Angola,
可是在卢旺达安哥拉主的医治宣布发表的时候，哎呀，主啊，看那发生的事情是什么样的？